Hello, and thank you for joining us. This is 10 Minute Tuesday, where we bring you news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri in less than 10 minutes. My name is Wendy Douglas, and today is Tuesday, February 9th of 2021, and the weather out there is frightful. It's freezing cold out, and we're going to have a contest. We want some Mother Road coffee to warm you up, and we have two gift cards. So we're going to offer a gift card for two winners. One that shares our favorite funny, family-friendly sports meme, and one that shares our favorite funny, family-friendly weather meme. So comment in it with your favorite meme, and we will pick two winners. Our sponsor for 10 Minute Tuesday is Jeff Hodkin from American Family Insurance. And today is a great day to make sure that you have full coverage insurance. Give Jeff a call. His office is on Chestnut and Garrison, and he is happy to help you find a better plan to safeguard your assets. And our top headline on CarthageNewsOnline.com today is Grow Explores New Possibilities in Carthage. The Carthage Community Foundation applied for a Growth in Rural Ozarks or Grow opportunity through the Community Foundation of the Ozarks in early 2020. Carthage was selected for the program in spring and began community assessment survey to solicit feedback about Carthage from a broad cross-section of the population. So what we're looking at there is the Grow Committee is actually working on community development. So they will be tackling a variety of issues. And we have more details on that on CarthageNewsOnline.com. And next on our head stories, Leggett & Platt has announced their quarter four earnings. You can find that on our information as well. Looking at some of the information they released yesterday after stocks closed and in an early morning meeting today, sales increased in quarter four up 3%. But for the full year, sales were down 10%. And with that, we're going to move it over to David for sports.
All righty, let's go local sports here. Friday was National Signing Day. Three Tigers signed to continue their football careers at the next level. Aiden Logan, offensive lineman, signing with Butler Community College out of El Dorado, Kansas. And then DJ Witt, safety, signed with Wartburg College. And then Ian Ketchum, a linebacker, also signed with Wartburg College, and that is in Waverly, Iowa. So congratulations to those three. Looking forward to continue their football careers at the next level. Looking at boys basketball last week, a couple rough ones again. They lost Friday to Republic. Was close though, 48-43, and Republic was a very good team. I think they're like 12-2 and 6-0. In the COC, maybe 4-0, 6-0, somewhere around there. Very good team. So they kept it close. Silas Templeman led the Tigers with 11 points. And then they dropped their game last Tuesday to Joplin, 69-46. Joel Pugh had 13 points to lead the Tigers there. There's no school. Since there's no school today, I assume that affects their matchup, which was going to be tonight, senior night against Neosho. We'll have to see how that plays out and try to keep you guys updated on Facebook. Girls basketball, they dropped their match against Republic 76-44 on Thursday. Haley Fullerton led the team with 20 points there. They are also supposed to host Neosho today on senior night as well. But again, we'll see how it goes there. We'll keep you updated. It was senior night and super night, which the first 150 Carthage students were going to get to watch the game for free, since both the girls and boys play at home. But again, we will keep you updated. That's all I have for sports. Everybody stay safe out there. Roads are very slick, like I said earlier. Lots of slide offs. I think Sunday night, heading home, we went to the Super Bowl, watched Super Bowl at my sister-in-law's house, and there were at least, they're out by on HH, off of HH, and two or three slide-offs we had to get out and help push, and we kind of had, you know, a little sliding ourselves. So again, be safe out there, and we will see you guys on Friday. Thanks. This is literally an update to what I said about 45 seconds ago or a minute ago. I was way off on the Republic boys basketball team record. They are actually 18-2 overall, so way better than the 12-2 I gave them, and 4-0 in the COC. So apologize for that mistake. Thanks.
And thank you for the update in sports, David. This week, City Council meets today, and on the agenda under Old Business, you can see changes proposed for the Civil War Museum, changes proposed for tax abatements regarding the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, and changes proposed regarding Wastewater Pretreatment Ordinance 15-38. Additionally, under New Business, you can see information regarding a grant to provide capital operating and or marketing assistance comprised of federal funds to be expended for commission approved transit projects. So we'll follow up and see what that could mean. Additionally, under new business, you can see a contract between the mayor and the Carthage Convention and Visitors Bureau to include communication service, and also a proposed agreement for the annual asphalt paving contract. And under resolutions, you can see a change proposed for the annual operating and capital budget for fiscal year 2021, specific for community enhancements, capital improvements, and a general fund. And with that, we're going to turn it over to John for some more community and city council information.
Hey, everyone. This is John Hacker. So I'm going to talk about a couple of different things. Schreiber Foods, the project to expand Schreiber's distribution center down on Fairview Avenue in Carthage, is moving forward. The Jasper County Commissioners heard from a Schreiber representative regarding some tax abatements that the company is seeking as incentives to build the project here in Carthage. These abatements would last over a period of 10 years, and essentially would abate about $8 million worth of taxes, which would mean that the school district would lose out on the primary, on the largest amount of that. Basically, what that means is they won't pay property taxes on a portion of the appraised value of their project. The school district, it would cost the school district about $5.2 million over the 10-year period. And then the Carthage Special Road District would lose out on about $1 million over the 10-year period. The project is expected to cost about $52 million and bring in an additional 16 jobs, paying an average wage of $25 an hour. It's actually over $26 an hour. Another thing, just to be aware, we're in for probably the coldest, definitely the coldest air we've seen so far in this winter. In the coming week, including low temperatures that could drop below zero on Saturday. High temperatures. We may not see freezing again as a high temperature until next Monday, next Tuesday, something like that. So keep some water dripping in your faucets, and take care of your car, and take care of your pets. Pull your pets in somewhere indoors. It's going to be really cold for the next week or so. I think that's what I got. You guys take care of yourselves and have a great week.
And thank you for those updates, John. Turning to events in Carthage, you can find our event pages on carthagenewsonline.com/events. And we have a few, including Kaleidoscope from Art Central, Friday and Saturday from noon to 5 this weekend. And also our weekend review, starting at 4:30 on Friday, will actually include an interview with an author regarding extraordinary Black Missourians. And I'm really excited to present that to you. And finally, closing out Friday night is The Price is Almost Right from Carthage Area United Way. And that event looks exciting. It actually has Jim Benton from the Crisis Center, who impersonates Drew Carey. And the information I got this morning shows they have over $2,600 in prizes. Plus, they only have 8 seats left. So if you need a ticket, give them a call and get your ticket for Friday night. And you can probably find some information on childcare at the Family Y if you follow up on that. And finally, we're going to leave you with our weather doodle, but I just warn you, it's bleak. We'll see you next week, and thanks for tuning in. Bye. This 10-Minute Tuesday weather report is brought to you by Jeff Hodkin at American Family Insurance, and we're reminding you to buckle up and drive slow throughout the week as we continue to experience freezing temps. The temps will continue to drop on Friday and be at remarkable lows by the weekend, so we advise you to stay warm and drive safe throughout the week. Have a great week, and thanks for joining us at 10-Minute Tuesday.